Testing, testing. Okay, now. There we go.
All right. Test. Okay.
All right, so my first question for you, Holly, is what would you consider a bad golf shot?
Anything that doesn't feel solid or... yeah, anything that just doesn't feel right, I guess.
Okay. So what if you mishit a shot, but it ends up 5 feet from the hole?
I'll just say, okay, take that, please.
Yeah. Would you still see it as a bad shot, though?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So for you, it comes down to impact. Like, if you know, like, swing-wise, you did not hit a good shot, like, the impact wasn't good, the swing itself wasn't good, then for you that was a bad shot.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think coach considers a bad golf shot?
I don't know, because, like, she's very positive and she doesn't really say, oh, that was a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's just the odd one shot that is not good, she's fine with that. But if there's a lot of bad shots...
So what would be an example of a bad shot? What?
Well, like, yesterday on the range I was hitting shanks.
Mm-hmm.
And those were obviously bad shots. Mm-hmm. She said they were bad shots, and then we just tried to fix it, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what would be, like, during a tournament would be a bad shot for her?
Like, hitting a layup in the water or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or hitting, like, on one of the par fours at Austin, I hit a 4-iron
mm-hmm.
to layup, because there's, like, a hazard in front of the fairway, and I pulled it into the trees, so it's not really a layup.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like when you can't really recover well from a shot, then it's like a bad shot.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I say recover, like make par easily or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so now into the fun parts. So describe to me how coach usually reacts after you hit a bad golf shot during the tournament. Like, you can give me examples of how she behaves or what she says.
Well, like, my last two rounds have not been good at all, but every time she's come to watch me, one time she told me to just smile, because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't smiling all day. She just told me to trust my swing and the ball and stuff like that. And she's just very positive. Like, she's more focused on the next shot and, like, recovering. She's never... Like, when we're playing on tournaments, she's never been like, oh, my gosh, that's a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just snap out of it. So, yeah. It's very positive.
Okay, so that's she gives you positive feedback when you're hitting bad shots. What is kind of like her body language? Like, do you ever immediately look at her after you've hit a bad shot to, like, see how she reacts to it, or
I don't after I hit a bad shot I don't really want to look at her
mm-hmm.
in case she's, like, angry, like her body language isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a few times I've seen her and she's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, sometimes she might just jump in her cart and drive off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like...
So, when she jumps in her cart and drives off without, like, talking to you or anything like that, like, what goes through your mind when she does that?
She's pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it affect you in any way when she does that? Like, does it make you,
you
know...
It makes me want to like, save it, like, recover from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, for me, I'd rather her drive away
mm-hmm.
in case she sees more bad shots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't really want her to see the bad shots. You don't really want her to be there.
Nah.
When that's happening. Okay. Yeah. So, do you want her to be there to help you? Or is it kind of something that you need to, like a funk you need to get out of on your own? Or do you feel like having her around would be beneficial?
Because, like, I don't really know what she could do to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to work on anything technical during my rounds. So, maybe just, like, she usually does pick me up, she just talks to me and just lifts me up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's good. But yeah.
So you get pretty like down on yourself when you're not playing well.
Yeah.
Is that a common thing for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what's like the worst reaction coach has ever had? During a tournament when you hit a bad shot, like, when that happened, you were just like, wow, like, I actually don't like it when you do that. Where it might have affected the way you've played later on, just because you were thinking about it so much. Has there ever been anything like that that has happened?
I don't think so. Like, she's usually pretty neutral,
mm-hmm.
like whether I have a good shot or a bad shot, which I like because she doesn't get so hyped up on the good ones and she doesn't get down on the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a time where you've maybe just in your mind like blamed her because of something that you've done on the course?
Yeah, sometimes, like, on the green, she'll read a putt for me,
mm-hmm.
and then she'll say, oh, it's about a 2-foot break, and I'm like, I think it's only about a foot,
mm-hmm.
and then she goes, no, it's 2 foot, so I trust her, and then it, like, stays out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that gets on my nerves sometimes, but...
But that's not so much anything that... That's not so much a case of her reacting to anything you've done. That's kind of her advising you on the course kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think she's reacted badly or anything.
Okay. So just to clarify, why do you die when doing this? Sorry, my screen just went blank. So just to clarify what you've told me thus far, so when you are having a bad round, it sounds like you would kind of prefer for her not to be there.
Yeah.
Because you don't want her to see you struggling.
Yeah.
How about when you're having a good round?
Yeah, I'm not really fussed about that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be nice for her to watch some good shots, but... I'm not like, come here, come watch me, I'm playing well, because,
So does her presence ever, like, bother you on the course, like her either being there or not being there?
No.
Not really?
No. Like, sometimes it's good if she's there and I am playing bad, because it's just someone to talk to
mm-hmm.
about how bad I'm playing and...
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But, yeah.
Sounds like you're pretty chill about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. How about... So, you don't think, like, anything that she does or in response to your bad shots, you don't think anything that she does in response to that ever actually affect your performance from that point onwards?
No. Like, she's very calm and she's seen me hit some bad shots
mm-hmm.
and it's just always the same. She just gives me, like, positive comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to... She'll just, like, talk to me about other stuff,
mm-hmm.
just to take my mind off it, which is good, so I'm, like, distracted from the bad shots.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So can you, like, ever recall a time where maybe, you know, you hit a bad shot and you're not having a good day and coach says something or responds in a way that actually, like, helped you do better from that point onwards? Or is it just more an emotional thing and not really a performance thing?
So this is something she said that helps me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's
say you struggled on a hole, like you pulled your drive into the trees or something. And so maybe she responded to that in a way of, you know, like coming up to you, talking to you, distracting you.
Yeah.
And then you managed to, you know, punch it out, get on the green, make a putt, par, good stuff, and the rest of your day kind of like goes a little bit better. Or you pull the ball into the trees and she drives off.
Yeah.
And you just go like struggle and struggle and struggle and end up making a double.
Yeah, this might sound weird, but I like it when she tells me I'm a good golfer.
No, that's good.
Just stuff like that, because she's, like, she's my coach, and for her to say that is really good, and, like, she tells me other things that I'm good at, and, yeah, it just kind of pumps me up, like, yeah, I am a good golfer, and I can do that and stuff, and that really motivates me to do better. And yeah, I guess it just changes my attitude, gives me a more positive outlook during my round.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So your way of getting motivated and encouraged on the course is by her giving you affirming, kind of like positive, beneficial feedback. Do you feel like you get motivated to do well if she's maybe a bit more... abrupt or stern, or she says something like, get your head out of your butt, you know, like, is that something that motivates you, or is it kind of like a...
That just puts me down, because it's like, I'm obviously not here to play bad, like, don't say that stuff to me, because I'm not trying to play bad for the team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that stuff doesn't work.
So you're definitely much more of a, I need encouragement, like positive reinforcement kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, in your opinion, and based on your... Actually, I'm not going to ask you that question yet. I'm going to ask you, what kind of coaches you've had? Like, what kind of coaches have you had in your golfing career? Males, females?
Yeah, I've had three males.
Uh-huh.
My first one, he was like an old man. He was from England, and he was just... He was a good coach, but very old school.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next one, he was young. He was new to, like, the golf club. But he wasn't really interested in what tournaments I was playing. And he was just more about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last coach, well, he's kind of still my coach, but I haven't seen him. He's really good. Like, he's, like, a really good pro back home. Like, he's won a few tournaments and stuff. So he's kind of been in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he was just really helpful and good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this, like, the first time you're playing, like, for a team? Or have you played for a team before where there's been a coach for the team?
Yeah, well, I played for my province, and it was like I was the only one practicing, doing any work, and then, like, one tournament, it was our nationals, and I had a half with, like, the New Zealand amateur champion, and then my manager got real pissed at me for getting the half. And, like, she was, like, the team we were playing was, like, the top team in the country.
Yeah.
And overall, our team had a half. And she got, like, really angry at me. and yeah, I just didn't really
like
it. A half, like, it was match play.
Oh, match play, okay.
Yeah, so we ended up with a half, and I was kind of thinking, well, why didn't all the other ladies contribute? Like, I got my half, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, so they just... I feel like they didn't really... They didn't take golf seriously, or they didn't... They didn't appreciate me, like... Because I was, like, the only young girl.
Yeah.
And they were all, like, in their 50s, 40s.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to compare that to what you're doing right now.
Oh, yeah. It's so good to have, like, a competitive team and they're all, like, putting in work. Yeah.
So compare, like, the... So you've only had male coaches up until this point. Kind of, like... Have any of them walked with you during tournaments?
No.
Kind of like coach
it's
does?
Like, back home, you never really take your coaches anywhere. Like, you
yeah.
just go back to your club and have a lesson with them, then go to a tournament.
And you're on your own kind
yeah.
of thing. Okay, it's very
yeah.
similar in South Africa. So, what is your whole perception of a female coach? Like, do you like it, or... If you could have it your way, you'd actually prefer a male coach?
Like, I feel like with a male coach and they're teaching a girl,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be nicer,
because,
mm-hmm. like, I'm only a girl. But, like, I got along with my coach as well. Like, my first one and last one were really interested in
mm-hmm.
how my golf was going and stuff like that. But I feel like coach now, she's very nurturing. And because, like, she's got kids of her own, it's like we're her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wants us to do well, but she doesn't want to bring us down or anything because we've got... like school to think about and other things, and if we're feeling down, it's going to affect everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. So, do you have a preference of a female coach then, or?
No. Like, I really like coach. I really like my past
mm-hmm.
male coaches, but no preference.
Yeah. So it's kind of like whatever.
Yeah, like, if they're an ass to me, I won't like them.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, that's safe to say. I'm just going to make sure it's still recording. Okay, yeah. All right, good. So, in your opinion, and based on your experience with coaches, what do you feel like, in general, would be the best way for a coach to respond to a player, to respond to a player's bad shot? Or... And then for yourself, what would be the best way for coach to respond to you?
I don't think a coach should start talking about your swing or your technical things, because you're just going to get so confused and you won't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should just build you up.
Mm-hmm.
Just encourage you to keep fighting and just going along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think they should be there to cheer you up while you're on the course.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Kind of keep the spirits up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that any different for you, or is that kind of like how you want it to be for yourself as
like
well?
Like, if I was a coach, or?
No. So, like, in general, you're saying that coaches shouldn't get technical. They shouldn't, like, bring the swing into it. They should just be there to support you, to
yeah.
encourage you. And you feel like that's the same for you as well. Like, that's what you want. Or would
yeah.
you, like, want something a little bit more different personally?
Yeah, like, it would be nice to have, like, now I'm kind of backtracking, but if it really was something technical and it was only little...
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe a bit more forward press or something. I wouldn't mind being told that, but if it's like, oh, your path is coming on the inside and
mm-hmm.
like a lot of information, I just freak out. So I don't know how you would define.
So it's kind of just like making a small adjustment. Like if there is a small adjustment that you could make to help improve your game, you'd want to know that.
Yeah, but like I don't know how to define a small adjustment.
Yeah, well, like you said, an example would be like your forward press or. Do you realize that your ball is so far back in your stance?
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness, didn't think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just because that's what really grinds my gears is like just little things that have made me play so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I was told on the course, I could just improve them and hopefully my golf would
mm-hmm.
be better.
Yeah. Now my small things that just has always been a problem is I can't for the life of me aim with my feet. Like, I don't know, like, how to set up and aim correctly. Like,
yeah.
Just 6 years, still couldn't figure it out. And I had this tendency of opening my shoulders and not, like, pointing my shoulders to the target. So that would kind of, like, do all kinds of things. And so...
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Yeah, and, like, you don't always think about that stuff on the course and just getting a subtle reminder, hey.
Yeah.
You'd be like...
Yeah, that's it. Just like a reminder.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about practice a little bit. Tell me, what is the worst reaction coach has ever had to a bad shot you had during practice?
When she just says nothing.
Uh-huh.
I think she would... Because, like, she'll stand behind me to check my alignment and stuff, and then I'll hit, like, a shank or something, and she just doesn't say nothing, and, like, inside I'm like... God, like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst.
Would you say that's the same for tournaments as well? If you had, like, a bad shot and her saying nothing, would that be similar?
Yeah.
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 So you just kind of, like, need something. Like, just give me a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, but positive
but not
feedback.
Silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the silent treatment.
Yeah. Okay, good. So when she does that, you know, it kind of makes you... You feel, like, how would you say, just very down on yourself, like...
It's like, yeah, that was a bad shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it affect how you play the rest of the round, or is it just kind of, like, in that moment, like,
she's
unhappy with me?
It might affect me for, like, the rest of the hole, but... Or until, like, she goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how would you prefer for her to react in that situation during practice?
Just analyze my swing.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we can actually find out what's going on. Just something to, like a little reminder, just something to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is it like very different during practice than what it is during tournaments?
Like I don't really mind it as much at practice because it's just practice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, by the end of practice I want to know why it's doing that and I want to get it sorted.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the pathway to getting it sorted. Yeah.
Okay. So do you recall like the best thing she ever did after you hit a bad shot and it just kind of like really just you just like really picked up after that and you would like immediately change things.
Yeah, it was I think it was a semester and like I just hit a good shot. Wait, is this on the course or practice?
Let's say on the course.
Yes. She just, because she lined me up and then she stepped aside and I hit it and she goes, Holly, that was so good. Like how she talks.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that's real cool. So, yeah, that got me in a good mood for the rest of the round. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like you want recognition of your good shots.
Yeah.
Like, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay, just maybe a little bit different. Like, maybe she did something after you hit a bad shot. Like, the best response she's had after a bad shot.
Oh, you got this, girl. Chip in one putt.
Yeah.
Just, like, little comments like that. Just positive things to keep me going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Alright, is there anything else you would like to say in terms of this, like reactions and stuff like that?
No.
That doesn't really bother you.
I think I'm all good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit, like, what goes through your mind when you're playing a tournament? Like, when you're having a good round or when you're having a bad round? Like, what's your mindset, your thought process with things?
I just try to keep as neutral as possible. Like, if I have a birdie, I don't get hyped up. If I have a bogey or double, I just try to just keep it in. Just, I don't want to explode or anything. So, yeah.
Do you ever?
When I'm playing tournaments, I think I handle myself well. I don't, like, swear or chuck clubs or anything like that, because I don't want my playing partners to feel bad. But like when I'm just playing with the girls at ACC on a Tuesday, I'll just let loose.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, just whenever coach isn't there.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I think we're all kind of like that sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I'd never do it in front of her, but
yeah.
So
is there anything, like, when you're on the course, you know, and things aren't going well, is there, like, a specific thing that you think about that just kind of, like, ruins the round for you because you just keep thinking about it and, you know, like, maybe thinking about, oh, coach is going to be so disappointed with me after this, or, you know, like, maybe thinking about, oh, like, team needed me or something like that. Like, is there anything that you're thinking that just,
it's,
you know, not only you're not performing well, but just like mentally you're just not doing well either, because you just keep dwelling on this thought.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that ever happens?
Definitely sometimes on the course I'm like, man, I hope my teammates are playing well, because my score isn't going to count.
Yeah.
It's not that I give up, it's just I just don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, definitely off the course, I think, oh my gosh, why am I here? Like, 89, how did I make it into the team and stuff? But I don't, yeah, when I'm playing bad on the course, I just kind of, like, I don't know, I just kind of lower my expectations. I just play golf, I just, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, I just kind of play golf and that's it. I just get the round done and that's it.
Alright. Like, I'm just really interested in knowing what's going on in people's heads.
Yeah.
So I think it's very interesting. So yeah, I don't think I have any more questions for you. Was that weird for you?
A little bit. Like, I don't think I've talked with someone that in depth about